Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood of the LCMS Office of National Mission in the studios of Worldwide KFUO Radio with Andy Bates.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
A blessed day before Thanksgiving.
And to you as well. And you sound recorded today.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, what I'm talking about is we're not live today on Witness Wednesday. We recorded this ahead of time because I had to be out of town. So you won't be able to call in today with your questions or comments, but we encourage you to share them anyways. Mm-hmm. How can we do that?
I know.
You know?
I do.
All right. Share it, please.
Telepathic messages.
No.
Oh, okay.
Something very close to that, though.
Email.
Email. There we go.
All right.
So if you have questions or comments, maybe a suggestion for a future topic for Witness Wednesday, or maybe even a suggestion for a replacement host, you can email us at lassie@kfuo.org. And that's LASSIE @kfuo.org. And Lassie, of course, is the acronym that we use to talk about a witnessing approach. Mm-hmm. And the witnessing approach, of, summed up by that acronym Lassie, is listen, ask, seek, share, invite, and encourage. And we've talked about Lassie a lot, and it's something I hope is sticking with people. We do workshops mm-hmm. where we talk about each part of Lassie and how to put it into practice. And on Witness Wednesday, we like to refer back to Lassie as we talk about various topics, including a topic that we've been talking about for the last several weeks. Obstacles to witnessing.
Now, every time we say Lassie and then we talk about obstacles, all I can picture is like a dog show and dogs running through the obstacles.
Oh, well.
that's what comes to mind every time we say Lassie.
Yeah,
obstacles.
Well, we could think of Witness Wednesday as a sort of agility training
for
witnesses. So
agility training, I like that.
Yeah, agility training for witnesses. So how are you going to react when you encounter people in your life that God has plucked down into your daily life to say, hey, I want you to share Jesus with this person. So your agility. Now, your agility is not how fast can I run away from the situation, but how do I respond? Mm-hmm. How do I react? And as we talked about obstacles, and there are obstacles, mm-hmm. All sorts of obstacles. Last week, we talked about trying to witness to someone who has a different religion. But this week, we want to talk about something that we all encounter. Even if you never encounter somebody of a different faith, this is going to happen. I've already tried to witness to this person and failed. Or I put failed in air quotes. You can't see that on the radio. But failed because it didn't go well. Have you ever had that kind of thing happen?
Yeah. Or it just train wrecked very quickly.
Train wreck. So you say, oh, I'm going to share Jesus with this person. And next thing you know, everything's on fire and it's crash and burn and it's a mess. And that generally has a lasting impact on your relationship with a person as well.
It generally happened because I was going about approaching things from a worldly point of view and from my own perspective, doing what I thought was best rather than really putting to use the word of God.
But you didn't have bad motives, right?
True.
You want this person to hear about Jesus. You want this person to believe as we believe. You want this person to have eternal life. But you just kind of went about it in a way that, well, to be kind, we'll say it wasn't overly effective.
Sure. Yeah, it wasn't overly effective.
But it had a lasting effect.
Not the preferred lasting effect.
Right.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. Maybe it did.
Maybe it did. But if you're in an ongoing relationship with someone and you've tried to share the gospel with them before and you didn't do it in a particularly winsome way and it caused a lot of tension and friction, naturally you're going to be a little reluctant to go back and let's try this again. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not suggesting you go back to someone and say, you know what, I learned a new way to share Jesus with people, so listen to the Lassie thing that I heard on the radio. No, I don't think that would be too helpful either. But Lassie could be very helpful for you. Because the people that we are called to witness to are the people God's put into our everyday lives. Mm-hmm. And we have relationships with them. And maybe the relationship was strained because of the way we had previously approached them, but we still have a relationship with them. God has kept us connected with these people so that we could be witnesses to them. And so we step back from that previous experience and say, it's time to listen. let me listen to this person and really understand where they're coming from. Try to understand why they reacted the way they did before. It may not have just because I didn't do a good job. You know, they may have had a bad experience with the church in the past. They may have had somebody else try to witness to them who condemned them and left a bad taste in their mouth about the whole Christian thing. There's a whole host of things that could be going on in a person's life that really resulted in that incident we've had with them in the past, not being about us and what we've done, but about what they've brought into that conversation. We're not going to know that unless we listen and just kind of listen through where are they, what's going on, why do they believe what they believe. And of course, along with listening is asking. You know, asking questions that you can ask when it's appropriate to ask them to understand a little bit better. And you may even get to the point where you're brave enough to ask, you know, why did you react the way you did last time we talked about this?
Was it, why did you react that way? Was it something that I had said, or was there something there before? You know, had someone else said something before that caused you, or that led to you reacting that way?
So when you don't know something, a really good practice is to ask about it. Yeah. So listening and asking. Of course, now that's an iterative process. You go, you know, listening and asking and listening to the responses and asking questions. But through that, you're going to get to a point where, okay, I'm seeking out a point of connection here. Where can we take this conversation from here? How do we approach the topic of faith? How do we approach the topic of who Jesus is and what he's done for us? How do we do that from where we've been in the past? In other words, the obstacle is something you're trying to get beyond. You know, you're trying to work through. But think of the obstacle as like a building that's collapsed. Okay, so you've had this discussion, you know, everything kind of collapsed. You have to pick through the rubble carefully. And now you're kind of picking through that, saying, well, what caused this? And you don't want the rest of the building to collapse on you, because you know the relationship you have with this person may not survive a second blow up over religion. So, but this obstacle is the one that's behind that saying: two things never discuss in polite company, politics and
religion.
Right. So, you know, that certainly doesn't come from the Bible. By the way, you can look in 2 Hezekiah all you want; it's not in there. All right. But the reason that saying has come about is both of those topics tend to inflame people. Both of those topics tend to destroy relationships, so people avoid them. I think more and more I feel like, yeah, by all means, avoid politics, but we can't avoid religion. We can't. We're here in this world to be witnesses of Jesus. So pick through that catastrophe, the rubble of that catastrophe, carefully by listening, asking, seeking out, where can we go? Where's a safe way to take this conversation without destroying the relationship? So listen, ask, and seek.
But it's just easier to avoid it altogether.
It is, isn't it? So, but, you know, easy isn't exactly what Jesus has promised us or called us to. And when we think about what's important in life, there's a lot of things that are easy, but they're not important. Sharing Jesus with our friends, neighbors, relatives, the people we work with and recreate with, that's important and not particularly easy at times, especially if we have a history. In that history, we tried before and things didn't go well. Well, you know, I've done a lot of things in my life where I tried something once and it didn't go well. And guess what?
Try again.
Try again. You know, try to learn from the experience and move forward and find a way to get to that second S of Lassie, the sharing part, you know, to find a way to share Jesus in a way that isn't going to cause a person to react negatively or violently to you and, you know, damage your relationship further or maybe even end your relationship. And so listening, asking, seeking, sharing, you know, and look for those things you can invite someone to that they would be open to. You know, maybe you, in fact, you might say, well, I've already invited this person to church and they won't come to church. Well, I tried that and I failed. Well, invite them to something else.
Sure.
Try something else that would interest them rather than the fallback. Hey, come to church with me. So I already tried that. Didn't work. Well, you've got a lot more in your toolbox than inviting someone to church.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, certainly God's word is spoken in a church service, and certainly God is present there. His Holy Spirit works there, but his word is present in other places as well.
Yes. And so take inventory of what options there are and what things are available and use those invitations. And then, of course, the last letter of last E is for encourage. And especially important to encourage people where there's been strain in a relationship before. Take it slowly, be encouraging, be positive, let people move along at their own pace. Don't rush things. And you'll find that having tried something before and, quote, failed is not really an obstacle. It's just, it's a learning experience that tells you, hey, I need to take a different approach. I need to try something different to get a different result. And above all, trust that the Lord will guide you in that. And, that the only failure there is, so to speak, is not being a witness of Jesus.
Now we have to add another letter to Lassie.
Oh, yeah, we can't do that. So what are you going to add?
Well, you just said, and trust.
Trust. Lassie it. I don't think that's going to work too well. Trust goes over the whole thing.
Okay.
So we'll just continue to trust in the Lord.
So. Can't add another letter.
No.
All right, very good. And the email address for questions, comments, here on Witness Wednesday, Lassie, Lassie, at KFUO.org. A blessed Thanksgiving to you and your lovely bride, your family. And
to yours and to all our listeners as well.
Well, thank you. And we'll catch up for Witness Wednesday again next week.
All right. Looking forward to it.